Welcome to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Show, live from Ferd Sports Bar and Grill, providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps to the pros in Champa Bay. Now, here's your host, Mike Rickard.
Good afternoon on this Saturday, May 7th, 2022. This is the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network, powered by RadioSt.Pete.com on the Tantalk family of stations and streaming live on platforms Hoovy.tv, RadioSt.Pete.com, and we're at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, perched right above. Would you say, Ray, that we're perched above or across? We're across. If we were above, we'd be in a... We'd be about 1,000 feet in the air.
Well, but I'd say what you say across from the Trop, but we're perched above the world famous Ferg Sports Bar and
Grill.
Got it.
So okay.
We'll go with perched.
All right. You can handle that. We're live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, the heart of Champa Bay, of course. Best in the Bay Sports Bar and Wings 2021, best sports bar. And we're very blessed to have the relationship with Mark Ferguson, Jake, and the gang. We've got a jam-packed show. Each and every week, we provide you with a fresh and a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps to the pros. And it's almost a variety show these days, the topics that we're talking about. And today, we're going to start out with a little bit of Tampa Downs handicapper Bob Bauer and the Run for the Roses, the first leg of the Triple Crown, the Kentucky Derby. And I've been blessed to attend a Kentucky Derby 1,000 years ago.
Nice.
When I was in college at Western Kentucky. Didn't know a damn thing about it. Drank a lot of beer. I was in the infield. Didn't even know which horse won. But at least I could say there, and I've been to Churchill Downs after the fact many times.
Is it the same thing, though, with the horses then as it was with Derby Lane and the dogs? Whatever horse may have, you know, relieved itself right before it got into the gate, you got to run over and put a $2 for perfect on it or anything?
What? And
you said variety show. I'm just...
He diverts. Anyway, we're not talking about that to Bob, especially dog racing. But I used to be involved in dog racing when I was in college.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, Eckerd College Triton Time, the beach volleyball, and the volleyball girls are here in the house. Prep Connection, about 12:40, we've got the Boca Ciega Pirates and head coach Mike Miller. They have been down before. They tell you what, these guys have just battled this year. As Mike Miller rebuilds that program over there at Boca Ciega, the Pirates, and we love that school just south of here a little bit, south and west. The Gibbs High School basketball coach Shaq Speets and alum Barry Brown Jr., former K-State standout, they're penciling. They had an event. They're trying to get here. If not, you and I, of course, the great Ray Kennedy sitting across from me. We'll talk Bucks. Ray's 6 games over .500 last night. How about last night?
The beasts of the East.
Well,
I mean,
no, the beast of the East right now
is the
Yankees,
by a quarter of a game. But let's be honest, Judge's strike zone is small. No, obviously, but yeah, of course they give up a home. They lose the lead in the bottom of the eighth there in Seattle last night, late night, 9:40 start. It's 12:45 this morning, and then they go to the ninth inning. They get two on base, and then Margot hits a 3-run homer, and they hold it up to win 8-7, 5 in a row. So this is rolling.
Well, this place was jam packed last night. A couple concerts, and you had the Bolts and the Toronto Maple Leafs, and you know, anticipation of coming back to Amalie Arena after a split up in Toronto. Unfortunately, that's not the way it went down, and that's the first home loss in 6 games.
Wow.
At Amalie in a playoff game.
I prefer to just talk about the fact that the Lightning in 2 years have not lost back-to-back games in the playoffs, which puts them in line for a win tomorrow evening over at Amalie and even it up at 2 apiece, but we'll hope.
Well, that's a 7 o'clock puck drop. Hey, let's recognize before we dive into the show our Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Network affiliate stations, our flagship, of course, WTAN 106.1 FM, AM 1340, WZHR, AM 1400, WO4 104.3 FM, WDCF AM 1350, and 102.3 FM, reaching from Brooksville to the Sunshine Bridge, all of Pinellas County, Tampa to Lakeland, and north to Zephyr Hills. And as I mentioned, streaming on our Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection channel, Hoovy.tv. You're going to be seeing a lot of things rolling out of there. In fact, Ray Kennedy will be providing content in 2022, and we're going to be just jamming all summer long to fill that platform.
Got a face for radio, but let's see if we can kick it over to the video.
You'll be just fine, my man. you're very entertained, and you know a lot about the world of streaming and video, and I'm looking forward to that.
Yes, sir.
And in fact, RadioSaintPete.com, and we're reaching all of Pinellas, Pasco, and Hillsborough counties. Hey, let's talk about today. You've got NBA games on. You don't watch a lot of NBA. However, it's getting to the point where it's watchable.
Yeah.
I watch it closely this time of year. NHL, you got MLB, and then, of course, the Kentucky Derby, 657. And then tomorrow, there's the always famous Mac Watch Party.
Oh, DJ Mac.
I'll tell you one thing. I said this last year. I had not been to a Lightning Watch Party.
Oh, right.
Mark asked me to help out. It's a completely different vibe than even the Bucks and even the Rays.
It's a different vibe from being inside Amalie Arena.
It is. It's a party. People are nuts.
Yes.
Mac's nuts.
Mac is nuts.
I didn't know that he blew that whistle deal, you know?
Yes.
Scared the holy hell out of me last year. I'm walking in. I figured he did it because he just likes to pimp me constantly. But I didn't get a chance to see it. And it scores and everybody goes nuts.
Yes.
Hockey, this is well-known. That genre is a different breed of cat, hockey fans.
100%. And that was the big thing when Phil Esposito and the NHL come to Tampa with the Lightning, and it was like, how are they going to survive? And now we're thriving, and these fans are rabid. They're second-generational Lightning fans, and they just can't be kept down.
Here's the lineup down here at Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill, 94 televisions today. We've got an NHL, Rangers, Penguins, Panthers, Capitals, Avalanche, Predators, Flames, and Stars. And if I was not on the Bolts bandwagon, I pulled for those Colorado Avalanche. I lived there for a decade, got family out there, and I used to go to the Lance. My son goes to a lot of games. He absolutely loves it. We're not a hockey family. NBA, it's Bucks and Celts, Big O, Oscar Garner III, my main man, who's up at East Bay right now, huge Celtics fan, grows up in Detroit. He should be a Pistons fan.
Yes.
Bandwagon rider. Anyway, Warriors, Grizzlies, and I'll tell you what, that series is going to be interesting. The next face of the NBA, and I tell you what, playing for the Grizzlies, and he's taking on Steph Curry, who is pretty much the face of the NBA right now for the Golden State Warriors.
Yes.
But that's great basketball.
See, I'm still stuck on him being a Detroit Pistons fan in Boston land. The fact that that's still, you had Isaiah Thomas.
Well, he's a gentleman. They were the bad boys.
They were the Motown bad boys. And you had Dennis Rodman and John Sally, I believe. And then you had Bill Laimbeer and
Isaiah Thomas, Joe Dumars.
Joe Dumars, man, he could shoot a shot. He could really shoot a beautiful shot.
And he was a gentleman in that team. All right, MLB lineup today. You got Reds, Pirates, Twins, Athletics, two teams that the Rays have already played this year. Astros, Tigers, Giants, Cardinals. Blue Jays, Guardians, Braves, Brewers, D-backs, Rockies, Padres, Marlins. And here's the games that everybody's interested in. Now I'm going to call. We're going to get an update.
Oh, Temple.
They know they're going 12-3. It'll take us about 5 minutes for our breakdown of the Kentucky Derby.
Can't wait.
And tonight, riveting action in the USFL. New Jersey, Pittsburgh, Birmingham, Tampa.
Yeah,
Birmingham. Does anybody give a damn?
Yeah, it's all about context.
If I thought anybody would be watching it, it'd be you because it's got
I'm
Tampa
watching
Bay.
That. I tell you what, though, no offense to the NBA. You're right. This is a time of year to really get into it. And I love the NBA. I love Magic Johnson and Michael Jordan coming out of North Carolina. And I go way back
100 years ago, pal.
Vinny the Microwave Johnson and, you know, John Starks. But, you know, it is a Tampa Bay Bandit, so I'm a little bit more vested in that. The football's a little hard to watch at times. The officiating, you know, the NFL's given all of their officials in their pipeline are the ones officiating these USFL games, and that's kind of neat. The NFL's gotten and, you know, kind of got an association with them on that, so they're using the USFL to develop future you know, referees and linesmen and stuff. And then on the other side, when the XFL starts in 2023, they're going to be using players, and they're going to be doing it kind of as a developmental thing. So you're right, though, as far as people are watching. All the games are hosted this year. All of them are in Birmingham. So Birmingham, the team that Tampa Bay Bandits play tonight, they're literally the only team that has a home field advantage. It's probably hard to get people to come watch a game that you can't even be vested in when you don't even have a dog in the fight.
Well, now, as promised, now we're going to break down the first leg of the Triple Crown with an expert. We finally bring in an expert, if I could speak properly. A handicapper at Tampa Downs, and he is Bob Bauer. Had him on last year when I launched this baby, and now we're reaching six stations in three counties for you, Bob. So it's great to have you on Derby Day and, of course, the last day of live racing out there at Tampa Downs.
Sure is, Mike. Happy Derby Day to you. Lots of horse racing action on tap today. Tampa Bay Downs has a full nine-race card, and then we have the big Derby doings coming from Churchill Downs. Something for everybody today.
Well, my 83-year-old mother, Derby Day for her is get the mint juleps out. Had a circle of friends for years. The hats, they dressed, and they just had an absolute blast. And so I'm trying to keep that energy with her, as she's lost a lot of that gang. So we've got about 14 people right now glued to the airwaves that want your picks, because it's a whopping $10 per person for this $140 purse that my mom, Joanne, is going to be heading. I just hope they don't get wind of her illegal booking over there in Treasure Island. But, everybody wants Bob Bauer's picks today.
Well, they say it's one of the most wide-open derbies in recent years. And there's a 20-horse field, of course, so there's a lot of different ways you can go. But I'll tell you who I like, starting with number 12, Tavia, who in my book could be any kind. This colt has only had two races in his short career and won both of them. He came out and won his maiden race at Santa Anita by 7 lengths, which is remarkable. Then went from a maiden race to a grade one stakes, which is the highest caliber in the horse racing world, and he won that with Mike Smith under him, a Hall of Fame jockey, and Mike Smith is going to ride him back today. And Tavia so far has done nothing wrong in his short career, and I think he's the one to beat. He's one of the favorites for good reason. He was 12-1 on the morning line. He's taken a lot of money at the windows, because it's no secret talent that this colt has. The only knock on him can be he's only had two races and he's a little short on experience and what they call seasoning, but talent can go a long way to overcome seasoning, and he definitely is a threat. My second choice is another one that's been very impressive in the prep races, and that's number 10, Zandon, from the barn of Chad Brown. I'm a big Chad Brown fan.
Zandon's a favorite right now, right?
I believe he's probably one of the co-favorites. He was 3-1 on the morning line, and he was about 5-1 yesterday, which is a pretty square price. But the thing about this one is he won the Bluegrass Stakes, and he was dead last on a moisture-filled track, a good track that was muddy, and was dead last going in the far turn and weaved his way through the field. And then when he was at the top of the stretch and trailing by a length behind Smile Happy, who was supposed to be a big-time Triple Crown threat this year, he ran by Smile Happy like Smile Happy was standing still. And I think Zandon, and Chad Brown is one of the best trainers, as I said. He's a young trainer. He's in his late 30s, early 40s. And he wins races all over the country. He gets his horses ready. He also has good stock, good breeding on his side, too. But that's number 10, Zandon. But it doesn't stop there. I mean, there are contenders. Number 1, Mo Donegal was very impressive, winning the Wood Memorial at Aqueduct on April 9th. It's a grade 2 stakes. And he actually earned the highest speed figure in the race and the highest late pace ability. And late pace is what wins long races. And this mile and a quarter, see, the key to this mile and a quarter race, the Kentucky Derby, is the first time these three-year-olds have gone this mile and a quarter distance. And three-year-old horses are a lot like teenage kids. They're improving by leaps and bounds. So Mo Donegal just jumped up and ran a big race in Irad Ortiz Jr. is going to take the mount for Todd Pletcher, and Todd Pletcher is one of the best trainers in the game too. You can make cases for a lot of horses. Another one that people might want to look at, a couple of long shots, number 7, Crown Pride, who comes from Japan. The trainer is Kyoichi Shintani, and Christophe Lemire, who has ridden at Churchill other times in his career, is riding this one. He worked out in 46-2, going 4 furlongs on the Churchill Downs track, and that is the fastest workout of all week. And he just might really like the Churchill Downs surface and might jump up in his 20-1 morning line. He has a 3-for-4 record lifetime.
Hey, Bob, another one. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I do have one question before my ADD kicks in. Joe Berdow, all of our buddies at Radio St. Pete, informed me the other day we were visiting that Classic Causeway has local ownership. Do you know that?
Classic Causeway. Yeah, he ran at Tampa Bay Downs and won the Tampa Bay Downs pair of prep races.
I see that,
He won the Sam Davis Stakes on the 12th, which is on February 12th, which is a grade 3 event, went wire to wire with Irad Ortiz riding him, and then came back and won the Tampa Bay Derby, grade 2. And he has earned his way to the Kentucky Derby, there's no doubt about it. He's 30-1 today. If you like him, he's trained by Brian Lynch, and he's owned by the Kentucky West Racing and Clark Company.
Huh? Yeah.
And I'm not familiar with those connections. They may be local.
I like stories like that. One of the biggest stories that they've taken away from the Derby, in my opinion, and I want your professional opinion. Bob Baffert, of course. Thought that he'd won his 7th Derby last year, and we know what most of us know what took place there. However, he's got a two-year ban that he's fighting right now. That has a lot of significance today, doesn't it? From a betting perspective.
Yeah, to some folks it may. To me, it really doesn't. To me, the horse is the horse, and actually, there are two horses in the race, including number 12, Tavia, that were originally in the Bob Baffert barn, and then went to the barn of Tim Yockton, who is going to saddle the horse today. Both the 12, Tavia, and number 15, number 12 is Tavia. I got to get up on the computer here. One second.
12 is Tavia.
Yeah, 12 to Tavia, and the other one is Messier, the 6, same thing. He's been in Baffert's barn, and now Tim Yockton has him. However, both horses have come back and run a race under Tim Yockton's care and run very well. I mean, number 6, Messier, ran 2nd, and Tavia with a very impressive winner. So, to me, I think Tim Yockton, who was an assistant to some Hall of Fame trainers early in his career, he's not a household word, but he is a very, very accomplished trainer in his own right. So I think if the horse is ready, he can win today.
Mr. Bauer, hi.
He's there or not.
Hi, sir, Mr. Bauer. My name's Ray Kennedy, and I'm just want to let you know that Mike is actually here filling out his betting slips as you're giving all these horses. So make sure you get a cut of that position. Okay, I just want to tell you that up front, sir. But talking about the Bob Baffert thing, we know the horse industry, these athletes that these horses are, the regimen, the training, what they go through, and we love that this is a regulated industry, and we know there has to be a fine line, but is Bob Baffert really doing above and beyond what other horse trainers are doing? And do you believe him when I saw him in an interview this morning with ESPN yesterday, and he's like, I had no idea this was happening. Is that even possible?
I can only comment as a racing fan, because that's what handicappers are, just racing fans taken to a higher degree, and having been a turf rider over the years. You can't argue with success. Bob Baffert's been very successful. He has been cited for some medication violations over the years, though. So, it's hard for the person who's not right on the scene to really render an accurate opinion about that. But I do, in racing, I have great respect for the stewards. They are the ones who run the sport and regulate the sport at each track. And if the stewards think he broke the rules, well, then I'll abide by that ruling.
Okay, so the Bolts are in the playoffs, NHL, and there's a lot of conversation about hockey. And this morning they had an interview with Messier. Have you seen the history behind that, the naming of that particular colt?
I don't know why they named him that, but I'm looking at his past performance right here. He's the son of Empire Maker, and his mother is a dam called Checkered Past, and her father was Smart Strike, and all I can say, must be a hockey fan.
Well, that's the bottom line, and they interviewed Messier, and that's why they named him. They're hockey fans, and they named the horse after Messier and the Messier family. Hey, let's talk about Tampa Bay Downs before we let you go. What's happening there today in our last day of live racing for the season?
The biggest thing at Tampa Bay Downs, if you're a horse player, there's a pick six carryover today, which means the pick six is a difficult bet to win. They call it the ultimate six there. But they're going to pay out the whole pot today. Mandatory payout, which means, let's say no one gets all six winners, then everyone who gets five winners will get paid off, or four winners. So there's $36,000 in the pot right now, and there'll probably be $100,000 by the end of the day. And that might be something somebody wants to take. Oh, it costs it 10 cents to get involved in it, 10-cent ticket, 10 cents for each time you put another horse in. But that might be something horse players might want to take into account today. Also, racing fans should be aware that just because live racing wraps up today at Tampa Bay Downs, there's plenty to do at the Downs all summer long. We have golf at our very famous golf instruction facility. We have simulcast wagering where you can watch and bet on some of the best racetracks across North America in air-conditioned comfort, free admission. And we have our card room where you can bet tournament poker 7 days a week, all of that at Tampa Bay Downs. So there's plenty to do at Tampa Bay Downs all summer long. And then there was 2 days of racing, the midsummer race meet on June 30th and July 1st. And then we'll start it all over again on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, next November.
You know, Bob, I just got done doing my golf show. That's a good plug. I may have to come out there and do a live remote with my my roving caddy that goes from event to event with the golf simulator out there, maybe on a majors weekend. And you're also a very popular spot for the other two stages of the Triple Crown as well, the Belmont and the Preakness.
You can bet put your wagers right in there and watch the race in air-conditioned comfort.
All right, my friend. Well, I certainly appreciate you joining us. We'll be talking the next two arms of the Triple Crown. And my 83-year-old mom, the Treasure Island bookie, she's now got her selections for the 6:57 start for the final race. And wide open field, 20 in the field. That's a big number.
It sure is. That it's more sometimes like a street fight than a horse race, especially when the gate first opens. That's why it's a chance of a lifetime and a lifetime of chance, as they say in the song.
All right. He's the great Bob Bauer, handicapper, and I appreciate you giving us your wisdom today on Kentucky Derby Day.
All right. This is handicapper Bob Bauer wishing you good luck at the races today.
And he's an interesting cat with a lot of great information. Now talk about diversity. We just got done talking about the Kentucky Derby. We had the golf show. And as usual, we migrate to our weekly Triton time. And we've got four young ladies today that kind enough come down and make sure the old man was still breathing. This is my 13th Triton team that's arrived. You guys are the second to the last for the year. And next week, who do I have next week? I've got softball. Of course, Amanda Green, that's appropriate. Amanda Green lining up softball for the last week of the year. And so... Where's coach? Head coach?
I'm the assistant indoor beach coach.
Well, we'll start with you.
Good.
Your name, young lady? Okay, let me see. I got you. Cleason. Yeah. I want to make sure I don't butcher names. I'm the king of that.
You nailed it.
All right. Let's talk about a little bit about... you just graduated last year?
No. I graduated a few years ago. I didn't go to Eckerd. I just got started with Eckerd. I just got hired like a month ago, actually.
You are a rookie.
Yeah, so I'm new.
You guys need to feed her information so she can finish this. A month ago?
A month ago.
So what's your greatest memory besides walking onto the campus? Walking onto the campus?
Yeah, right? Absolutely. The campus is so beautiful.
Oh, it's like, amazing.
It's like a resort.
I live around the corner on Sunset Beach.
Oh.
And that beach gets very popular because of spring breakers and young people like you. And I thought, damn. I told Tom Ryan, I said, I need a pass to come over here so I can just... Be an old man, they'll think maybe I'm a donor or some guy that wandered away from a retirement home, you know, with a floppy hat, just so I can get some peace and quiet. But I drove over there last night. I was involved in an event. I'm looking for interns. We're going to call it the Triton content team. And I've got a couple interviews this week. So I was over for an event. And that was my first visit on the campus. And man, was I impressed.
Wow.
And you obviously were because... You know, you took this position. Where are you from? And talk about your background in volleyball.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm from Chicago.
Atta girl. Now we can talk something that you girls won't need to talk. I used to work for the Cubs. My daughter lives in Chicago.
Very cool.
I'm from Iowa. This will be about an hour conversation. Cubs or White Sox?
So, I'm a White Sox fan, but I live on the North Side.
Well, this conversation is done.
Yeah, I'm a Northsider, but my dad was a Sox fan, so I just
always makes sense.
Fan.
Well, being down here now, you're going to find out it's us from the up north against the rest of the world. But I'd rather be part of this world down here now.
Me too.
Okay, so how did Eckerd find you? Where'd you go to college? Just do a little mini bio for our audience.
Yeah, sure. So I went to the University of Pittsburgh, and I played volleyball there.
Lady Panther.
Yes.
You just had a number one draft pick. Pickett just went number one to...
Where did he end up going?
I knew you were going to ask me that. He will probably start next year.
Did he go to the Steelers? Did they take him? I think he went to...
He's staying home with the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to talk Steelers. You better be a Bears fan.
Oh, heck yeah.
Atta girl. All right.
Absolutely.
We got some more momentum.
Yeah, for sure. So I played at Pitt, and then I did my fifth year in beach volleyball at Florida Atlantic University.
That's a great school.
Yeah.
In fact, my golf show earlier, my buddy played college golf there.
Oh, great.
100 years ago. He's as old as me, dirt. Anyway, you had a nice career. A lot of fun.
Yeah. I mean, I got to play indoor and beach in college. I played professionally indoor for a season in Switzerland.
Wow.
And then...
She's done all right, huh, girls?
And then, I had to move back to Florida because, I can't be in the cold anymore.
No, I'm with you. I went to see my daughter in December. I had a great time, the Christmas. I took my girlfriend from St. Pete. I must have had 55 layers on. I've turned into a wimp. I've been here 6 years.
Yep.
2 weeks ago, I went to Iowa to see my grandkids. Same thing. I'm like, I got to get the hell out of here. I don't know how people live here. Well, I lived there 60 friggin' years.
Yeah.
You were a lot brighter than me. You got out right away. You had a nice career, and then you decided you wanted to get into coaching.
Yeah, I was actually working in St. Pete as a school counselor like a month ago at an elementary school, and then I switched careers.
What was your major in?
My undergrad, I got my bachelor's in communications, and then I got my master's in school counseling down at FAU, so.
Oh, wow.
Decided to give it a try, and then I just couldn't let go of coaching, and so I was like, oh, I can do this full time? Let's go.
Perfect. And what, besides the beauty of the campus, what caught your eye that you wanted to make this move into another career, as well as... the program itself, the environment. Talk about what really captured you to become a coach for the Tritons.
Yeah.
Lady Tritons.
Yeah. I knew Coach Michelle before. We were friends, and okay. So I knew the kind of person she was, and I knew that we would work well together. And then really with Eckerd, it was just making me think about when I was at Pitt, we had a big shift. I was there for 2 years in the Big East, 2 years in the ACC. We had a whole new coaching staff come in, and then they finished this year in the Final Four. So I played there 8 years ago. So I saw that shift in the last like 8 years of how people came in, they changed the program, and I just kept thinking about that with Eckerd. And you know, Coach Michelle's had this big vision of where we want to go, and I was like, I've been a part of this as a player. I want to be a part of this as a coach. I want to put Eckerd volleyball on the map, and you know, we want to win a national championship, and I want to be a part of that growth and that move. So I saw the opportunity.
Well, and I can tell in your voice you've got a lot of excitement and energy. Pitt finished in the Final Four?
Yeah.
Was that beach volleyball?
No. That was indoor volleyball.
The hell am I thinking? Yeah, there's a lot of great beaches on the Ohio River. What an ignorant question. I'm from the Midwest, and Nebraska has really solid programs.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of solid out of the Big 12, but I didn't know that Pitt was a player on the volleyball scene.
Yeah, so I mean, each year they've gotten better and better, and the year before they made it to the Sweet 16 for like the first time, and then this past year it was a new up and coming, but so it was really cool. It's the same coaching staff that I had when I was there, and just to see that growth in such a short amount of time in a program and a culture change, and I was like, why not here?
Well, one of the beauties of having friends in the coaching fraternity, you know, if they're a Final Four team, of course they've got a lot of young ladies that want to go to the school there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not going to have a problem for any talent. And occasionally, and this happens in every sport across America, recommendations that, hey, we don't have any scholarships here, but why don't you go talk to my friend that's coaching down at Eckerd College?
Yeah.
And that's another asset.
Absolutely.
That I'm sure you've thought about and can take advantage of from that perspective.
Yeah.
In the world of let's define beach volleyball and volleyball season wise,
mm-hmm.
And it really doesn't matter down here. Beach volleyball can be played year round, but break down the seasons for me. When they play indoor, when they play beach.
Yeah, so we play our indoor season is in the fall. So we start, you know, we'll start preseason in August. Come back, you know, all the fall sport athletes will come back early, but we play September to November for indoor. And then sometimes December, but we were just talking, it's shortening up a little bit this year. Nationals are going to be before Thanksgiving, which is normally it's not. But beach, while we can play, you know, for NCAA, it is a spring sport. So we'll start, it's very short. It's like 8 weeks. It's March through April for Division II, and then Division I, right now they're in the Beach National Championships down in Gulf Shores, Alabama right now.
Let me ask you this. Beach volleyball is an NCAA sanctioned sport?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's beautiful. Because
mm-hmm.
I had the sailing team here last week, and those poor girls,
not.
You know, and guys,
mm-hmm.
They're not sanctioned. But they have some incredible competition.
I mean,
and they play Harvard, and
mm-hmm.
you know, I can't even spell Harvard. I can't spell Eckerd. I usually put it just with a K because I looked at the academic requirements, and I wouldn't have gotten the front door back in the day. You know, I was a collegiate athlete just trying to keep that GPA right where I could participate.
Yeah,
what a genius move that was. So my poor kids, when they went and played college sports, I was on them constantly about the grades and participation. And at Eckerd, it's an expectation.
Yeah.
But what an impressive school. We better start talking to some of the
other
young ladies. Great to have you on. White Sox fan, Bears fan, though, right?
Yes.
Bulls?
The Bears.
Don't care.
Yeah. Don't care.
Daughter went to DePaul.
Oh,
Northwestern Law School. Grew up in a family. I've been in the sports industry for 1,000 years. Brothers. Only girl. Doesn't give two craps about sports. Wonder why. Say, hey, honey. The old man gets you tickets to Cubs. So? Then she gets in the corporate world and her friends all want tickets. Calling the old man, hey, can you get me Bulls tickets? Can you get me? And I'm like, why? I'm not going to waste a seat on you. Oh, and she got married. Well, Josh likes sports. I go, you're the one that shunned the tickets. No, but she's hitting me up for tickets all the time. Lives in Wrigleyville.
That's so funny. Yeah, I grew up in Evanston.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
Northwestern right there.
Yeah.
She works for Northwestern Hospitals now.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so.
Very cool.
They'll probably take my body and use it as a test cadaver someday. My daughter will want to cut into me. All right, so Who are you, young lady? I got my list, see? When you're old, you got to check off.
Yeah.
So you're either Kristen, Dana, or Anna.
Yeah, I'm Anna.
Anna, all right. Anna, I got you. And you are beach and indoor.
Well, yeah, I played beach and indoor the last seasons at Eckerd, yes.
And where are you from, young lady?
I'm from Germany.
Oh, yeah. Really? I'm just talking. I'm German. And I've been. My son just got back from checking our ancestry, and I hope to meet you over there sometime in the next couple of years. I've looked at. What town are you from?
I'm from Hamburg, so from the north, where it's really, really cold right now.
Yeah, well, is there any warm time of year I could go?
Yeah.
I want to go on Oktoberfest. I don't even drink anymore, but I still want to go.
Well, in October it gets like cold again, so you should probably go in summer, like in June, July, August. It's the best time to go.
All right, well. What year are you?
I'm a junior.
Okay, well, I might be using you as my travel guide when you go over there. So how did you find Eckerd College?
Well, after high school, I was pretty sure that I want to go abroad. I just didn't know what I want to do. So I was thinking maybe like volunteer somewhere or anything. But then I went to like a tournament and this woman came up to me and she's like, are you interested in playing abroad? And I was like, sure, why not? And then I applied to that program. And Eckerd was actually the first school that reached out to me. I had other schools also reaching out, but after like I met the coaches and saw the campus and everything, I was like, no, that's it. I'm going there. So yeah.
And don't take offense to this, and you'll find this out. You've only been there a month. And do I have the head coach here?
No.
Okay, so you're going to be the rookie of the year coach. I tell all the coaches, you don't have to be a great recruiter. I mean, just show them the campus. I mean, as far as your program. And I said, I mean, in all seriousness, in your case, what'd you do? Zoom, go on, stream?
Yeah, there's like a virtual tour that you can go
yeah,
to.
Yeah, I need to get that. My grandson's four, and after I did my own little video, and I had one of my video guys with me, I said, take a film of this campus, because my grandson Jackson is coming here. I may not be on the planet, and my granddaughter is Harper. They're going to Eckerd.
Yeah,
it's that easy
campus.
Of a sell. But the tough sell was probably your parents and coming that far from home.
Yeah, well, I have two older brothers, so I'm the youngest. So it was really hard for my mom when I was like, I want to go abroad, not only for 1 year, but for 4 years. And it was hard because I'm really close with my family, but they were like so happy for me. Like they're supporting me and they actually visit every semester. And they're like really happy that I chose Florida because they got to stay on a nice vacation.
Yeah, for personal purposes, they get to come to the Sunshine State. It's paradise. I don't know why anybody want to leave.
Right.
That's why I laugh when there's athletes or some of the students that are from here. I'm like, you're bright. Why would you go anywhere else? There's nothing like it. You know, I mean, why would you want to leave? Your favorite memory in the three, and it doesn't necessarily have to be a sports memory. In fact, the soccer girls, you wouldn't believe the things that came out of their mouth. And I was telling Danielle, their coach, who's interesting, and I don't know if you've had a chance to meet Danielle yet, but hang on. She's a lot of fun, and she's full of energy.
Yeah.
And some of their responses, I was like, oh, my word. Yeah, so anything that you'd like to respond.
I really like when we do like team bonding activities. Like,
that's what their memory was. But they almost died out on Shell Island and a tropical storm came.
Oh no! Ours was great. We went to a zip lining course and it was like really fun.
What is it with this team bonding stuff? You got to put yourself in peril.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. They went out into the Gulf. I mean, when you see storms like today, it's dicey. And you guys are. Zip lining. Where was that at?
I mean, it was really fun because
it was not in the mountains, so it's not that big a deal.
We got to overcome like our fears of being like high in the trees. So it was a nice experience, and I think it bonded really well. Like we bonded really well through that. We got closer together. It was a great experience overall.
Okay, I got to ask you this because I'm not familiar. Is Mother's Day the same day in Europe as it is here?
It's not always, but this year it happens
to
be.
Well, this is very important because you're going to be able to. I'm archiving this, and your mother's going to listen.
Yeah, hopefully.
And she's not streaming right now. So you better wish her a happy Mother's Day. I'm going to make all these guys take care of their moms, too.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day.
And your brother's names?
My brother's names are Lars and Hendrik.
And your mom and dad?
My mom's name is Kerstin, and my dad's name is Dieter.
All right. Well, thanks for coming down and bringing a little international flavor. Well, every team has international flavor
right. At
Eckerd. It's pretty cool. But thanks for coming down.
Thank you for having me.
Maybe we'll see you next year. I definitely, and you said indoor starts in the fall.
Yes.
I'll definitely get I want to get to every team in 22-23 that has come down and kind enough to join me.
Thank you.
All right, so pass the mic over to this young lady. All right, so now I'm down to Dana or Kristen.
Kristen.
Because sometimes Amanda sends this to me, and I may not be the person in front of me. So, Kristen, you are a junior.
Yes.
Setter.
Yes.
This is accurate. Talk just a little louder, young lady.
Okay. I'll just come closer.
Like you're, how old are you?
I'm 21. I'll be 22 on Monday.
Okay, like you're at a party.
Okay.
Like you're having fun. You're at a sports bar, so, you know. Yeah. You wouldn't talk this quiet at a party. I doubt it. You might. So, your favorite memory since you've been? Well, first of all, let's go back.
Okay.
Where are you from? And how you found Eckerd College?
So I'm from Piedmont, Missouri. It's like 2 hours south of St. Louis. Go Cardinals.
Oh, my God. I knew you were going to throw that in there. And I've driven through Piedmont.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. On my way down to somewhere in the Ozarks. I don't know. I'm from Des Moines, Iowa. And I've been there, and I got a lot of friends and family live in St. Louis. So how did you find Eckerd, young lady? And thank God you did to get out of there.
Yeah.
No offense.
No, yeah, I agree.
I say the same thing about Iowa. You got out of Missouri, and now you're in heaven.
So I spent my first 2 years at New Mexico State, and then I...
Really?
Yeah.
I've been on that campus as well. The Aggies?
Yep.
So you go from an Aggie to being a Triton.
Yeah. So
another good choice.
Yeah. So it's actually funny how I found Eckerd. I was like trying to figure out what I wanted to do, like if I wanted to go on all these visits to these different schools, and I was like, I'm just gonna check my junk email, because like maybe like a school emailed me and it went straight to my junk. And so when I went and checked it, Eckerd College was the only one in the junk, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna go on this visit, and I did.
Well,
and now
they're
I'm
not
here.
Junk, but that's a great story. But there's a lot of stuff in your junk email that you don't want to open up,
right?
Being ignorant from a technical perspective, I have, it cost a couple computers, but that really, in your junk mail.
Yep.
That's a cool story.
Yep.
So then, did you make a physical visit, or did you do the virtual?
Yeah, so I came here, like, literally the weekend before all the schools shut down from COVID, and then I committed, like, within a few days after that.
Talk about timing. Junk mail, and then then you kicked COVID's ass and got here early enough to end up where you're at.
Right.
What'd your family think about the move?
Oh, they like it a lot better than... Like it a lot better than New Mexico. I think they came to visit me in New Mexico, like, twice, and now they're here every weekend, so they love it.
I used to spend a lot of time in Taos, New Mexico. That's a long story. And I thought, man, it's just... It's arid, flat as a pancake. Well, not as flat as a pancake by Taos, but I just didn't dig it.
Mm-hmm.
Too dry. But in Missouri, you don't want me going there, Cardinal fan. So you found the school. Your favorite memory?
So the first, like, 2 weeks of our season, we have, like, preseason tournaments, and we'll, like, go away. And last year, the first one was at Flagler. And we played Flagler, and like that.
Where's Flagler at? Is that in the conference?
No.
St. Augustine.
Oh, it's beautiful over there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was just one of like the highlights of our season, I think, playing Flagler and beating them. And
now, you're beach volleyball?
Indoor.
Indoor. You're indoor. Have you ever thought about beach?
Well, last year, my coach was like, play beach. Like, I think you can be so good, blah, blah, blah. So I went to the first practice, and then I haven't been back.
Wasn't your cup of tea? Not a lot of sand in Missouri. She didn't grow up with a lot of beachfront. I know. I grew up in the Missouri River, river rat, and she's over by the Mississippi, and they're not picturesque beaches or water. But Flagler, are they in the they're not in the conference?
No.
In the Sunshine Conference. My God, I didn't realize till I started diving into Eckerd. Is the toughest conference in NCAA Division II. And in the Midwest, you got some great Division II programs. And then I started studying the numbers, and I'm like, holy moly. And what are you majoring in? I forgot to ask you, young lady.
I'm majoring in communications.
I need interns.
Wait, no, I was actually going to ask about that after we finish.
Okay, well, I'll give you my card. And you sticking around for the summer?
Yes.
Smart move.
I'll be here until December, and then I'm done.
Well, we'll be talking because there's opportunities here in the building. I've got my tentacles all over the place. Awesome. And so we'll talk about that as well. And if you're going to be in communications, you better talk a little louder.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just kidding. So anyway, shout out to any mothers out there, grandmothers, mother.
Happy birthday. It was my mom's birthday just recently. That's why I said that. Happy Mother's Day, Mom, and to both my grandmas. I love you guys and miss you so much.
All right. You got any brothers? Any family members? You better give some names. Give me some names.
I have a sister, Kyra. She just moved to St. Petersburg, actually.
Smart. Nice to have family here.
My mom, Darren, and Lori, they're coming next week for graduation, so I'm excited to see them.
Perfect. All right, young lady, I'll be talking to you in the near future. And now I better get down to, this was accurate, Dana Dole.
Yep, that's me.
But tell me you're not Dole.
Yeah, I haven't heard that one before.
1,000 times?
Never a dull moment.
That was the most ignorant thing, second most ignorant thing. All right, young lady, you are a junior as well.
Yes, I am.
All right, talk a little closer there.
Is that good?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
All right, so where are you from originally?
I'm from Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, good. Hey. Beautiful move getting out of Cleveland.
Hey.
I used to go to Cleveland a lot. I couldn't wait to get the hell out of there.
Hey, Browns fans, they're getting their crap together a little bit. They got a winning record.
Oh, my God.
It's better than Ofer, which is what they were, so.
Here's my issue with Cleveland. I had friends that played at the Indians, okay?
I was going to say, when you said Cubs, I was like, 2016 World Series.
Yeah, but it goes beyond that. And my daughter-in-law's native, and I got native grandkids. They changed the name to the Guardians. Now, I see the political ramifications in America these days, and I won't go into that topic as an old man. However, and I know what the Guardians, I had to look it up. But don't you think that name's horrible?
I think it was the best name that they could have picked out of the options that they had. Yeah.
What were the other options? They
Spiders,
had to have been pathetic.
The Cleveland
Spiders?
Baseball team. Yeah, because that's what they used to be when they were a minor league team.
Well, they're still a minor league team.
Okay. Well, you know, I didn't think I was going to get attacked like this
today. I'm kidding you. I like to have fun.
Hey, we should have beat the Cubs in the 2016 World.
No, I had friends who played for the Indians, and it was a proud organization is the bottom line. I knew a gentleman that was the face of them for years, Bob Feller, God rest his soul.
Yeah.
I knew him very well from Iowa, and I get disappointed when tradition gets wiped away. But otherwise, Cleveland Browns, storied program, been there. Organization been there for decades, so at least you're proud and loud. You're not gonna take any crap from an old man.
I'm loyal.
Atta girl, I like that. I like that a lot better than bandwagon rider.
Yeah.
So how did you find now that we've had our little sports battle? How did you? By the way, you are 21 or 22. We have watch parties down here during NFL season.
For the Browns?
Oh yeah. And you come down, you'll run into like 30 or 40 of your fellow Brown fans.
Yeah, we find a way.
Oh, yeah?
Browns and the Buckeyes. There's a bunch of Ohio State bars down
here.
Oh,
huge. Yeah, the Buckeyes are well represented down here, but Browns, come on down sometime. I'll buy you some Coldies. I didn't say that, Tom. Oh, Coach is here. Anyway, I owe you Coldies after hammering you when you got on. How did you find Eckerd?
So I got recruited. I was playing travel ball in Cleveland. Been playing since I was like 10. Coach Michelle reached out to me when I was, I think, either junior or sophomore in high school. And then I came on a tour, loved it, loved the environment. The girls were great. And then I ended up committing like 2 weeks after my official visit.
Yeah, another wise move. Had you looked at a lot of schools?
Yeah, I was looking at a couple schools up in Ohio. I was looking at TCU for a while, just for indoor. But when I walked on campus at Eckerd, like, I just loved. I'm a big, like, people person and, like, vibes. And literally when I walked on campus, everyone was so welcoming. It was just a great environment that I hadn't encountered on other visits. And I loved it. I knew it was a good fit.
I noticed that yesterday, ladies, last week when I went on campus. And I took my 23-year-old right-hand man. He's 6'4". And Oscar Big O came with me. I better bring some young blood with me talking to all these young people. But everybody was just, you know, so kind. And people are happy.
Right.
Well, and you see that coming from the north. People are happy down here. I think you'd agree. Coming from Missouri, coming from Iowa, maybe Germany, Pittsburgh. There's just a vibe in Florida. I don't care what people say, of higher energy, openness, and I absolutely think it's paradise, and you all made wonderful decisions for the rest of your lives, and probably won't leave unless it's an incredible career opportunity. What are you majoring in?
Biology and psychology.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I probably flunked both those babies. Or I had the cliff notes from one of my fraternity brothers. Anyway, so your aspirations from a career standpoint, once you leave, you almost have to get a graduate degree in that field, don't you?
Yeah, well, initially I was thinking of pursuing a career in becoming a physician's assistant, but recently in my life that has changed.
Hey, be careful. Here comes my girlfriend. She usually, the boss. Anyway, I'm sorry.
No, but now I'm looking into more a sports psychology route. So the goal would be to work with professional teams ultimately. So I'm looking at graduate programs and then eventually probably going to get my doctorate in that.
Wow.
But we'll see. That might change within the next few months too.
Well, you're young.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of, you know, I always ask, you know, what are your aspirations? Well, you just took a step for maybe one of many steps in your lifetime. But you're young and you know, you've got the energy. He probably plays a lot with you guys still, right?
Yeah, sometimes. Get there in Queens.
Come on.
I know. I get in coach mode.
Come on, man. You don't get in the coach mode. You're still young. You're going to get rusty.
Yeah.
All right. I appreciate you ladies coming down today. I look forward to coming in. And the only thing about beach volleyball is it's an interesting sport. That I think America doesn't realize, you know, until Olympic time, that it even exists for the most part. It doesn't get any pub on, you know, ESPN. But during the Summer Olympics, I love watching it. And what's that gal that's older? That's
Carrie Walsh.
Yeah. She's phenomenal. What, she's had two children?
Yeah, so she's, it's Misty May.
Her partners?
Partner.
Yeah, they've been playing together forever. And those are some role models. Holy moly, they played into their 30s. So you guys can keep playing. You can keep playing this.
Yeah.
And you're in Florida. Well, all right. Yeah. Ray will ask nicer questions than I did.
Well, I wanted to say, you know, Mike lives in Treasure Island, and I'm thinking we bring you ladies in with us. We could get a ringer of a team for some beach volleyball and get a lot of dinners bought for us out there at Silas Den Steakhouse. What do you ladies say?
There you go.
Here we go. That's a great idea.
Always looking for the opportunist. That's Ray Kennedy. I'm not going to be involved in that. I look like an old creeper. We'll give you some Sports Connection T-shirts to wear when you girls go play in that kind of competition. How about that?
There we go.
All right. Well, have a great weekend. Look forward to continued conversation. Reach out to me this coming week, and we'll talk about communications and opportunities that I'm sure I'll find a place for you. And that's the Lady Tritons. Thank you very, very much for coming down. And I always enjoy conversation with the Eckerd kids. Sorry, you are kids to me. Eckerd kids and beach volleyball and volleyball. And now, Ray, why don't you come over and we'll start bringing the, I'll do the rejoin for the second hour. And looking for a free meal.
Well, I mean, you know, use with the resources you have. I'm sure those ladies we could win the Treasure Island volleyball competition championship.
We're not doing anything. You're not doing anything.
Well, you're over here writing down your picks for the Kentucky Derby Day, talking to Mr. Bears back there. So I'm like, hey, I'm just looking for financial opportunities here, Mike.
He's Ray Kennedy. He'll join me about 1:30. We'll break down Rays, Bucks, Bolts, and everything that sports as he does with Cupper Ray. And let me take care of a little business. Hey, I do want to bring up a topic here. These guys might want to listen to this because you probably have some friends that ran track or you ran track. I don't know. As the Boca Ciega Pirate baseball team sits in front of me and Coach Mike Miller, if you guys have been following this story, but this cat is unbelievable. There's a young man over at, he's gonna graduate in 3 weeks. Arian Knighton. You ever heard the name?
No, sir, I haven't.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.